Hey, everybody, I just want to tell you about the 12-month Subscribe to Thrive program that I have been designing for years. This 12-month habit stacking program was designed to guide you towards a healthier, more balanced lifestyle. The unique journey spread over a year focuses on implementing one new habit each month, ensuring a gradual, manageable, and sustainable approach to personal wellness and development. Basically, it's the things that I am doing that I keep practicing every year, leveling up, trying to do better. Things like making sure that I am hydrated so that I can detox, so that I can keep my hormones in check, so that I can move my body, eat whole foods, understand what is for supper on a regular basis, and just continually work to feel better all the time. This is my elevator speech to you. I would love for you to join. It's never too late. Even if you are listening to this March, April, May, it doesn't matter. You can join at any time. The cost is $29.99 a month. So for $1 a day, you can be a part of an accountability group with like-minded people wanting to thrive at whatever age you are. Reach out. The link to join is on my website, k2crosstraining.ca, and we will see you in the Subscribe to Thrive.
Welcome to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. Holly is a wife, mom, coach, and entrepreneur. She wears these and many more hats while running three successful businesses, a gym, online counseling and nutrition program, and commercial cleaning company. She brings a unique perspective to everyday life with her spicy, no-nonsense attitude. Holly helps her clients keep it simple with small tweaks that over time add up to big life changes. With that, let's get on with today's episode. Here's my friend, Holly Cochran, an incredible human you need to be listening to every Monday.
Hey, family, friends, and strangers. Thanks for joining the Monday Matters podcast. Today's episode, I'm going to call Should I See a Physiotherapist? And I have some exciting news happening here at K2 that I wanted to be able to shout from the rooftops. So I'm going to use every platform I have access to tell people about the physiotherapy opportunity that we are offering here at K2 Cross Training. Physiotherapy is one of the gaps I feel our community has. We have to leave town in order to access physiotherapy services. We do have massage therapy here in Fort Qu'Appelle, and we have the chiropractor that comes to Fort Qu'Appelle. We have access to some of these resources, but I really value physiotherapy, and we don't have a physiotherapist that's here in Fort Qu'Appelle on a regular basis that's easy to get into, that understands exercise and movement and what we're doing here. And I think athletes in particular, but anybody who has any kind of ailment or injury, greatly benefits from the eye of a physiotherapist. So I have partnered with a company called Sino, and the company provides exercise-based classes under the watchful eye in their advertisement. It's under a watchful eye of a physiotherapist. So who are we targeting with these classes? Anybody who is feeling like they don't know how to enter into an exercise program because they've got some sort of ailment or injury or pain point. So if you feel like, I'm not sure what I should be doing in the gym because I've had this bad back. If you feel like my shoulders, don't let me reach up over my head. I don't know how I'm supposed to be doing that with weight. If you feel like I've got this hip that's always giving me trouble, I'm pretty sure squatting isn't an option. If your knees ache all the time, you can't imagine trying to jump or run ever again. That is one of the perfect candidates for a physiotherapy class. The other is somebody who has been exercising and an injury occurs, which is pretty normal. I don't know any athletes who have been injury-free their entire lives. And anybody that's working out is an athlete. So if you work out, you will probably at some point have some kind of an injury. And the rehabilitation process can be shortened significantly when done well under the watchful eye of a physiotherapist, or at least with the recommendations by a physio. It's possible that a physio would be able to see an imbalance that is causing the injury, or the physio would be able to see a movement, not necessarily an imbalance, but like improper movement or technique. And that technique is what's causing you to have an overuse or a strain. And now that I'm not coaching on the floor as often, I think that my athletes would really benefit from having access to somebody watching their movement once in a while and understanding if there's some tweaks or some modifications that can be happening so that we can do a better job of preventing injury and rehabilitating from injury. So let me tell you how this all works. The company Sino is who is working here. This is not something that I am setting up. We have to set this up through the company because you're going to be able to use your physiotherapy benefits to utilize or to access your time, your assessment, and your physiotherapy class. If you don't have benefits, then you have to pay out of pocket. But if you have physiotherapy benefits and you don't use them somewhere else, this would be an excellent opportunity for you to have somebody check out your form and your technique and talk to you about your exercise plan that works best for you. So you're using your benefits for physiotherapy. You're going to book your appointment on my website. So book physio. Soon as you click book physio, it's going to take you to their booking. Okay. I can't make an appointment for you with your physiotherapist. Your physiotherapist's name is Heather and she doesn't live here. She lives in Airdrie. So it's virtual. You're going to book your appointment with Heather. And you're going to have the first appointment is virtual. And I was very skeptical of the virtual appointment until COVID. And that's all I could get with my physiotherapy. And I had virtual physiotherapy appointments that were actually super beneficial. And I'm still using some of the content that was given to me during a virtual physiotherapy appointment to this day. So I am much less skeptical. I do know that when I go to physio in person, they're usually touching me and manipulating and moving my shoulder one way or the other, or checking out the rotation of my hip. But I also know that there's a lot that was very beneficial from the virtual appointments. So that's how they work. You're going to book an appointment with Heather and you're going to do a virtual appointment. So using your computer or your phone, you're going to get a history. Tell her what's going on, what's the problem, what you're wanting to see as far as a result or a benefit. And she's going to design a plan and get to know you. And then from there, you're going to go into one of the exercise classes. So the exercise classes are 30 minutes long and they're catered to the body part that you are wanting modifications and scaling options for. So a 30-minute shoulder class, a 30-minute hip class. That's the first two that we are offering right now. You can take both classes if you want, but you have to pay for each individual class. And anybody that complains or worries or wonders if they could be doing better for their shoulder should go into the exercise class. There's two sort of funnels, I could say, to enter the classes. So there's the people who really don't know much about exercise. They're newbies. They're coming in off the street. They're quite intimidated and nervous about exercising because of the injury. They need a one-to-one consult with the physiotherapist. You want your physiotherapist to know the details. It is completely worth it. In 30 minutes of a class, you're not going to get to talk to the physiotherapist. You're going to be exercising and learning. So if you want to have time with a physiotherapist, book your one-to-one appointment. If you have shoulder things that happen, but you exercise, you're not intimidated, you're here, but your shoulder always gives you a little bit of trouble, you might want to use your physiotherapy benefits to attend the shoulder classes, but not necessarily spend the money on the one-to-one consult. You won't get one-to-one with the physiotherapist, but the physiotherapist will still be watching you in the class. So in the classes, the physio is on the big screen. We have a coach on the floor with the physiotherapist. The coach and the physiotherapist are constantly talking. The physio has designed the program of what we're going to do with the shoulders that particular day. We're going to execute these movements and she's going to watch. The class is a maximum of 4 people. So she will watch the 4 people in the class doing their movements and their exercises and then be communicating to the coach on the floor. You know, Sally is externally rotating. Can you ask her to come closer to the screen so I can watch her from behind or something like that? So that the people that are in the exercise class are getting watched by the physiotherapist while they're doing the movements that sometimes cause them grief. Okay, so those are the 2 ways you can now have access to physiotherapy here in Fort Qu'Appelle. You can have a one-to-one consult with an exercise-based physiotherapist who's going to understand what your goals are and what you're trying to achieve by being in physical activity. You can also be in an exercise-based physiotherapy class. So either one-to-one or in a class, and ideally both. Seeing a physiotherapist, talking about what's going on with you and your issues, and then taking that information and that relationship with the physio into a class and doing some exercises while they watch will be such a great benefit to the transition into exercising, back into group fitness, or utilizing the gym on your own, but with the confidence that you know that you're doing the things that are going to best serve you and you're not going to promote an injury or re-injure yourself. So I'm using my podcast today to help me to spread the word. Please share this information. I know that the people in my gym are hearing me talk about it, but I don't know that they're my ideal candidate. The ideal candidate is the person too scared of their injury and not wanting to be hurt to come to the gym, to use the space, to do group fitness. I need to get the word out to the people that I'm not in front of every day. So share the podcast with somebody you know who is here local and interested in physiotherapy, but doesn't have access to it because we don't have a physiotherapist here in Fort Qu'Appelle on a regular basis that's easy for us to access. Okay, everybody, I'm going to finish with that today. It's just a short little advertisement. Don't forget, Subscribe to Thrive is still open if you are interested in that program or in that group. Join us. We're only a month in. Well, actually, when you hear this, we're only a week in. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Monday Matters with Holly Cochran. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to Monday Matters, leave her a review, and share this episode on your social media. Should you have any questions about what you listened to or want more info, reach out and send her a message at K2 Health with Holly on Instagram and Facebook. She loves hearing from her listeners. See you next time.